Weekly Warp Pipe.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Weekly Warp Pipe. I'm Russ Lyman.
I am NES Addict.
We decided to do another $100 challenge. We've done them in the past. We did Super Nintendo. We did N64. And surprisingly, we never did the NES. We skipped the NES. Having the NES Addict on the show.
I am surprised that we haven't done NES yet, but.
Yeah, I figured it'd be fun. We asked you guys too, so if you guys don't know, so it's if you didn't have any Nintendo games and you were given $100, what games would you pick up for your collection to start off this collection? And I'm using video games price charting to see what the going rate for the loose games are to get as close to $100 without going over. So you already have a system, a controller, all the hookups. You just want to populate your collection with some good games.
That's right.
So it could be tough if you want to go for those top franchises, which are going to cost the most. So maybe you only get a few games in your list, or you can go cheap games and get like 30, 40 games, maybe.
Who knows? Who knows what route we'll take?
I'm sure me and Jay are probably going to have some overlapping games.
It wouldn't shock me. Usually happens.
So we shall see. Do you want to go first or shall I?
You know what? I'm going to defer to you.
Okay. So on my list, number one, I did choose Super Mario Bros. 3, coming at $17.99 for the cost.
We have a match already.
We have a match right at the gate.
Because Mario 3, man, it's like, if you're going to pick a Mario game, it's got to be Mario 3, right?
Right. I mean, that one has 8 worlds, all the new upgrades, 2-player action. I feel like if you just had that Mario game, you could certainly stay busy for quite some time and find different ways to like beat it faster and go through it. You know, the first one is a classic for sure, but I feel like I would get bored with that one there. Because with at least Mario 3, you get that world map. You can kind of choose your path, maybe skip over some levels. Maybe if you get stuck, you can use the like the P-Wing to travel over a level and not beat it.
I guess even though I chose Mario 3, just playing devil's advocate, what you could have said was if you got the Mario Duck Hunt double pack, that might have made it a little bit more worth your while.
Right. Yeah, I thought of that where you get the two. There's even there's a 3-pack too.
Well,
you
that's can true. Do, you're not yeah, wrong.
Mario World Track Me and Duck Hunt all in one.
And it's but probably still under like $12 or something.
It could be. So yeah, I mean, you could find some of those. I'm trying to think of there. Yeah, there's one other game I know that is a double pack. It's I believe it's Super Spike V Ball and
Explode Short Order or something.
No, I think another sports game. It's Super Spike V-Ball, and I think like World Class Soccer or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, yeah, I think you're right. And I think there's one with a couple light gun games.
Oh, there might be.
So,
I mean, you could always go, what is it, Action 52.
Action 52, there you go.
I was watching, it must have came on as like when another YouTube video ended, but I was watching the Angry Video Games Nerds review of Action 52, where he goes through every single game on there. Tons of shooters on that game, for sure. You get, you know, 52 games for the price of one NES game, but they're all mostly crap games.
That they are. All right, Russ, since we had the match on Mario 3, I will go, speaking of shooters, with a shooter. I chose Life Force at $14.09 just for a little variety.
Okay.
I think a lot of people like Gradius and Life Force. I tend to lean towards Life Force over Gradius.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not that good at it. If I'm being honest, I can't beat it without the Konami code.
But it's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm just not great at shooters, but I do really enjoy the music of that game. I think the bosses are really interesting.
Oh yeah. Take up most of the screen.
Yeah. I just feel like Life Force is a really rad game. And the ending is really fun. You get to fight the salamander at the end, which is what it's called in Japan.
The game's called that instead of Life Force. It's called Salamander.
Yep.
Yeah, and I feel like having a shooter on there is a, you know, you can play it for 20, 30 minutes and then maybe go back to Mario 3, which is a longer game. I feel like with the shooters, I'll play it until I end up dying. And then once you lose all your upgrade, it's very hard. And
it is
to kind of get back to where you were. So you almost have to start all the way over. And then by that time, you're kind of exhausted and you're like, you know what? I'll just quit.
But okay. The fact that it is a Konami game and does have the Konami code, I mean, you can always, you know, get through it.
Right.
And the other thing too is that it's co-op too. So that's another good plus about it. Like a friend can come play it with you.
Oh, nice. Two players at the same time.
That's right.
More stuff to keep track of. Just keep shooting rays of bullets everywhere.
That's exactly like Contra.
Spray and pray. let's see. What else did I have on my list?
What if we go 5 out of 5?
Well, we can't. I didn't choose.
All right, what if you go 4 out of 5?
Maybe this will be on any list. I kind of went a different route. I chose Star Tropics.
So I didn't choose it, but it was one of the 10 that I was thinking about choosing.
And so it made it to the sidebar.
That's right.
$10.20 for Star Tropics. I figured I'd go with this one instead of going with The Legend of Zelda, which most people will probably put on there, but of course that's going to be a more expensive game, and you essentially get similar gameplay with Star Tropics and it being a lot cheaper. You know, you got the overworld, which is a little bit different. You get to travel into towns and chat with the people in there, and then once you get into the dungeons, then it looks more similar to like Zelda when you're in the dungeons with Link. Very cool concept. They did make a sequel, which I haven't beat that one yet, but I did beat the first one a few times. Certainly fun. Hopefully they'll make maybe a remaster or something for the Switch, or maybe a third one, because they did that treatment with Blaster Master. So it's like, come on, Star Tropics, where's the love? Show some love on that and see if that works. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, Star Tropics is a great game. I really enjoyed it when I played it several years back. Never actually got to play the second one. Well, I mean, I played it, but like just not in depth.
Gotcha.
But I like the puzzles. I like the character. I like the story. I like the graphics. The end boss was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And some of the other ones. But I think Star Tropics is definitely that the same thing you kind of said is like I was kind of looking at it as almost like, OK, if I don't choose Zelda,
what's going to fill a shoe
can kind of like give me that same feeling. And I was like, Xanadu, maybe. Or Crystallis,
right?
Star Tropics. Those were the kind of the games I was going through. Like if I wasn't going to go for Zelda,
mm-hmm.
But here's the segue. I went for Zelda.
You went for Zelda.
Yep. Zelda was $26.81 loose. So that took a lot of old Jay's budget.
I wonder if I put it on my list as well to have the price and stuff. I wonder if the gray cart was cheaper than the gold cart.
You know, I didn't even think to look at that.
So maybe you save a few bucks and depending what version you got, but
possibly. But I mean, Zelda is just such a classic and I just enjoy the original so much. And Zelda is one of those games that I did not appreciate as a child. I remember seeing commercials for it. And I thought Link looked really lame looking and I didn't like the overhead view. I just didn't understand mm-hmm. what I was missing. I was, you know, my interpretation of what I was seeing was that's all it was, is I couldn't get past the visuals to.
Well, because you were basing it off of Mario.
I'm basing it off a commercial, and I'm also basing it off Mario. Like I didn't get the left to right side scroll,
mm-hmm.
You know, where I think Mario, you can tell a bit more what he's doing. And I probably played Zelda at a friend's house, and like I just kind of wandered around and killed enemies. And I probably thought this is stupid. Like I didn't know the point of it. You know what I mean?
Right. You're like, what's the story? Where am I supposed to be going? Like you didn't get the backstory.
I thought I just was like going place to place and killing enemies, and there was no real
rhyme or reason. Yeah,
yeah, just, and so I didn't get it.
Well, what's good too is with Zelda, you know, if you beat the game, you get the second quest option. So
it'll give you
more playthrough where they switch up the dungeon locations. You can start the second quest by putting your name as Zelda.
Yep.
Starting off. So some people did that before. I only played through the second quest one time.
I've never played through the second quest.
I kind of just followed a playthrough and just played along with it. I played it. Cool.
Yeah. But I really enjoy Zelda. And for any of those that ever watched the Goldbergs, there's a great episode where the little boy's about to beat the game and he goes to grab his camera and his brother's like having the best day of his life and he walks in and he just walks forward and holds up the Triforce. God, I didn't even know what I was doing. I just beat this game. And the little boy's like, I've been playing that for 8 months. You just stole it from me.
I know. Such a shame.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's see. I think we'll have a match with this one. The third game on my list. Batman.
We have a match. I love Batman.
$14 on that one. I'd say that's a pretty good price. Loose cart. It's a tough one. It's good. Got good music. It's a platformer. Definitely tough. I've beaten it once, but I had to use save states, essentially. So I'd like to eventually beat it straight up.
Russ, next time you're in South Carolina, I won't do you like I did Aaron and run you into it and kill you, but when he's playing Super C. But I will do my best to guide you through Batman because I like to think that I'm pretty good at Batman.
Nice.
The part where you're going to want to give up is if you have trouble with the Joker, and you have to keep climbing that Tower of Death
because there's every
precision
time
jumps on there.
Right, so if you end up losing all your lives, then you have to start at the beginning of that level and climb your way up and then try to memorize the pattern again and fight him again.
I have to say this about Batman. I have to say this. Batman is the reason I am here today. I was thinking about whatever the new PlayStation was coming out and the new Xbox One. And somewhere my brain took me back to a child. And I said, you know what? I never beat Batman as a kid. And that like just drove me crazy. And I thought to myself, I bet I could beat it now. I bet I finally have like the dexterity and the hand-eye coordination. And it would just like became my life mission to beat Batman. And that's what got me to grab an NES. And dude, I think Batman's my all-time favorite game.
Gotta show off I have a Batman tattoo, if you guys don't know, and he has like some of the 8-bit action going on there, but he's in his blue and purple goodness right there.
Love him.
So if I got the tattoo, I got to beat the game straight
That's
up.
That's right. Yep. And I'm the guy to guide you through it.
Perfect. Good old Batman.
So we've had two out of... How many have I listed now?
Three. Yeah.
Two out of three. Dang, Russ. It's a love connection. All right. You got anything else to say about Batman before we move on?
No. It's a great game. Everyone should
own it. Sunsoft killed the music. It's cheap. Go get it. If you don't have it, what are you doing with your life? All right. So we might have I don't know. You might have strayed away from this one since you chose Batman. I almost didn't choose this one. My next one, I'm going for $13.99, one penny cheaper than Batman, Ninja Gaiden.
It's on my list.
It's on your list. What the heck?
Nice.
Oh, dude, we are like two. We choose the same stuff. That's so weird. I mean, it's Ninja Gaiden 1. It's hi-fi, super fast action. Ryu Hayabusa, he's got the tattoo on his arm, which has made me wonder if he might pick it. I mean,
just got my Ninja Gaiden tattoo. I was like, you know what?
Amazing cutscenes. You're gonna kick your butt trying to beat it. I have beat it about 3 or 4 times, but it ain't easy unless you're Mega Dan 29, and then everything's easy. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I mean, it's so classic. It doesn't even matter how hard it is. You just want to keep playing it anyway.
Well, I will say, because you had spoken to me, because I have live streamed, I'm pretty sure all three. I did the trilogy. I beat them. And I think you said the order of easiness was 2, 1, 3. 2 is easier than 1.
And I may even reorganize that. Mm-hmm. I may say 2, 3, 1. I think 1, even though 3 has limited continues,
right?
I still find the end boss easier.
Okay.
Than Jacquio's second form. Those fireballs, man, they wreck me.
I feel just you put so much time into the first one. It's just more familiar and you think it's easier. We're like, okay, you know, because you can get through those first, whatever, 5 levels pretty simple since you've been playing it so much. If you never played any of it before.
Yeah, you can get to the last level pretty easy. It's just that last level where you get wrecked.
But like you said, you know, it has these awesome cutscenes, which that's what, you know, my tattoo I got the cutscene where you see his face on there. Just drives you in with the story. So, you know, it wasn't, you know, most RPGs have these epic stories and you know, like a figure adventure game wouldn't. Adventure side scrolling game. And I almost wanted to just watch, I'm sure there's somewhere on YouTube, just all the cutscenes from all three games back to back and kind of get that story going.
You know, another good game that I think people do realize this is a good game, but that has a very Ninja Gaiden feel, even with the cutscenes,
mm-hmm.
Vice Project Doom.
Oh, right. That's a good one.
Really good NES game.
Definitely more pricey. I wonder if that made it. We did ask you guys, so I'm curious if any of you guys chose that one there.
I don't know. Feel free to read some
we could jump in
if you wish.
We could jump in because we reached out on Instagram, Facebook, and the YouTube community page to see if you guys had $100, what would go into your list there.
What did you say? What did you say?
Springfield, let's hear from you.
And we'll jump over to Instagram.
$50, by the way, Russ.
That's what
price charting has
Vice Project Doom go for. So on Instagram, we got Iowa Retro Gamer Dad. His was Mario 3 Jackal.
Ooh,
Rush in Attack, Zelda 1 and 2, and Final Fantasy.
Wow.
Those are some heavy hitters for
sure. I like Jackal on there. That's good.
That's a good one.
I would choose Jackal over Life Force. Let me see how much it costs.
And then what else we got? We got Facebook. I think someone had left a message on our Facebook page. Yeah, 2 people. We got 2 people on there. Matthew Durkin. I like how he let us know price charting as of 9:14. He did do the Super Mario Brothers Duck Hunt / World Track Meet. $6.91.
Man.
$6.91.
Dude, this guy's a man of our own heart. Look at this.
Batman. Yep, there we go. $14. TMNT2, the arcade game, for $14.50. Punch Out.
Save some money with Mr. Dream.
Mr. Dream, $16.01. Metroid was $20.36.
There you go.
And then Legend of Zelda, $26.81 for a total of $98.59.
All right. Iowa Retro Gamer Dad has made me reconsider. You can get Jackal for $11.73, so that still fits in my budget. I am switching out Life Force for Jackal. Life Force can suck it.
Jeez. And then we also have Matthew Bennett says Blaster Master, $12. Friday the 13th is $16. Super Mario Bros. 3. Monster Party.
Ooh, I like Monster Party.
$18 for that one. Silver Surfer?
I do not like that game. I can play Silver Surfer about 4.5 seconds before I eat it. So you must be a madman, Michael Bennett.
$29 on that.
Mm-mm.
And then he just did the Mario / Duck Hunt for $6. $99
more cents, you could have had a world-class track meet.
I guess so, yeah.
You still would have probably been into that $99.
So those are some good ones too. And then we'll check over on our YouTube page as well. See what you guys got going on there. Quite a few comments on there. The bad guy, Mike Worley.
Ooh, like
Batman. Contra. DuckTales.
Woo! Sorry.
RC Pro-Am come to mind. All are fantastic games, and you can pick each of them up for under $20. That gives you great games and money to spare.
There you go.
I like the way he thinks.
Oh, look at this, dude.
Project Dolphin. Vice Project Doom, $50.
This man knows.
Right out the gate. Ninja Gaiden, $14. Super Mario Bros. 3, $18.
Dude, Mario Bros. 3 is hitting everybody's list. I love it.
Bubble Bobble, $18. I think I'm tapped out at that point, but I had to get Vice Project Doom. It's too good.
See? Dude, this guy knows. Project Dolphin.
I will say, quick shout out to Retroware Games. They're doing games now. I don't know if you guys know. They got taken over, and so they're putting out games. And they have a game coming out. I was able to try it at Retro World Expo. They're kind of showcasing it at the expos. Now it's skipping my head of what it is. Let me see. Retroware. I'm going to look it up quickly for you guys because it's an awesome, awesome game. And it looks like Vice Project Doom / Ninja Gaiden. Prison City is the name of the game. I'm going to see if I could show you a little screenshot here of it. But if you guys are digging Vice Project Doom, then I will say definitely check this one out.
Prison Mike.
Prison City.
There's now toys everywhere. Oh, that looks just like Vice Project Doom.
You could get it on Steam right now, but it's coming to consoles. Let's see. Does that keep it? Oh, here, let me pause this. If you guys are watching on YouTube, then you can see a little bit. If not, then I apologize. But definitely, yeah, check out this game here. I mean, it looks
very similar. Right? That looks rad, yeah.
You got, like, this cool boomerang
thing. Oh, you know what it looks like? It looks like Power Blade.
Power Blade. I mean, Batman. Power
Blade-esque.
All those games kind of combined in, and they got little, you know, cutscenes, like you said.
That's kind of G.I. Joey looking right there.
Like, it looks beautiful. It's like an 8-bit game, but, you know, it's on the newer gen systems, how they kind of redo that. So, all right, it's a little bit off topic, but I wanted to showcase that.
Yes, that's sick. That'll be on my radar.
Okay, jump back to YouTube, and we got Tony. Tony chimed in. He said Super Mario Bros. Duck Hunt, Super Mario Bros. 3, Contra, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ooh, I like the first one.
Excitebike.
That made my B-roll.
Ninja Gaiden. The second for Russian Attack.
I like that.
People are digging that game.
That's a good one.
Just a few that are reasonably priced.
I can only get like the second or third level, but I like Russian Attack.
I'll have to give it another go. I played it briefly.
This is a little challenging. It's weird, right? Because you hit up jump. That's what's right about it.
Right. David Apuzzo, what's up?
I love David Apuzzo.
Keeping it just under 100 according to price charting. He's going with Legend of Zelda, $26.81. Super Mario Bros. 3. Everyone's list, see?
Everybody, dude.
$17.99. Punch Out with Mr. Dream, not Mike Tyson version due to significant cost restrictions. $16.01 for that cart. Oh, DuckTales.
Woo!
Coming in at $20.77. And Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest.
Ooh, I like that. I like some Simon's Quest love. I happen to be a fan of Simon's Quest.
Not a lot of people, like that sequel there.
I like that sequel.
Grand total, $97.95.
There you go.
Alternative to squeeze in one of my favorites, take out Punch-Out and Castlevania 2 and replace it with River City Ransom.
Oh.
That one's $33.60.
You know what's? I'm gonna get some hate here. I'm not a fan of River City Ransom.
I've never beaten it. I played it. Didn't really go back to it. I had played. They did a version of it on 3DS. That was like a remake or whatever. And I played River City Girls, and I enjoyed that one. But I have never gone back to the NES one.
So what I'll say is, I like the graphics.
Mm-hmm.
I even like the fighting. What I don't like is I don't want to go eat sushi to level up. I much more enjoy the Double Dragon, where like you just get experience points for fighting and automatically level up. I much prefer that than having to go into some restaurant. I don't know, man. I guess it's the RPG elements of it. I find it breaks up the fight. I don't know. Who knows what I'm trying to say, but I just don't like it.
Yeah, it's just, you don't like it.
I'd rather play my final fight.
Fair enough. And then we got Mike coming in last. Ooh.
I like Mike already.
Bionic Commando.
Great game.
Life Force.
Obviously, I like that.
Super Mario 1 and 3.
There you go.
Batman.
Dude, Batman's a big hit on this, too.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
There you go.
Mega Man, if there was any money left.
Probably not.
Yeah, I think with if you do it, but even if with Mr. Dream, I feel like in Mario 3, like those are pretty expensive.
However, Bionic Commando is one that hasn't been mentioned yet, and you know who turned me on to Bionic Commando? Who's that? NES Complex.
All right. I was going to show you. Hang
on here. Show us.
So if I follow on Patreon, a guy who does hand-drawn gaming guides, and it's not much. I think it might be like $5 or $8. So each month he sends you a hand-drawn guide of a game.
That's crazy.
So I did get this month for August, September, was Bionic Commando.
Oh, that is gorgeous. Look at that.
He makes it like a file that you're getting, like the secret stuff. And then he hand draws all the insides.
That's amazing.
He kind of gives you a guide. Here's the...
I can hear the music already.
And it's really cool. It's like, you know, a cheap alternative to having like Nintendo Power, like a quick... He's done a few. So he did Ninja Turtles.
Love the red bandanas. Love that.
This was Double Dragon.
Double Dragon.
And then I think there was another one, but I don't have, because I got February. Yeah, issue 3, 5, and 6. So I have to find the others to keep them organized. But hand-drawn game guides. Check them out. He's done some other stuff too.
Dude's a good artist.
I have like a full book he did like fully for Zelda, I believe, in one other game. So I had supported him. I did. There's a review of one on my Russ Lyman channel of Ninja Gaiden. That's one he did. And I read through it on the channel, and it was really awesome.
Yeah, those are sick, man.
So there's your guides. What do we got? We're going back. Is it me?
And maybe it's you. I think I only have one left.
I got...
We're burning through these lists because we have the same ones.
That's right. We did match with Ninja Gaiden, Batman. Well, since you did switch yours, I did choose Jackal for 1060.
Oh, so now we have... we've matched on Jackal because I switched. We've matched on Ninja Gaiden. We've matched on Mario 3.
And Batman.
But you chose...
I chose Star Tropics.
Star Tropics, and you don't know what my last one is yet.
Right. I still have...
Yes, though.
I have two more on my list.
Oh, you okay? See, I only got one more, I think.
Because I had some change left over.
I went heavy. I went on heavies.
I did choose... I'll leave the more expensive one.
Well, you haven't talked about Jackal yet.
Okay, so we'll jump into Jackal. I've said it before. We always talk on the podcast, me and Jay. Love us some Jackal. Two-player action. Great music. You know, it's a fun shooter-style game. You could get cool upgrades for your Jeep. Start off with grenades, then you can get some missiles.
Nothing feels better when you get the missile that like has the extra blast.
Right, so it upgrades to shooting left and right, and then all four directions. And that's definitely key to like taking out the tanks.
That's right.
I like also like running over the little guys with the Jeep.
Yeah,
you could flatten them.
I've gotten shot by those dudes before trying to run them over.
I know. It's like, come on. Someone reached out to me. I've always mentioned I wish they made a sequel to this game. And someone said that they have like a ROM of, I don't know if it's like a finished one or whatever, but it hasn't been dumped, you know, to the internet yet. Mm. Never came out.
Jackal 2, eh?
I'm like, I need this. I need Jackal 2 in my life.
Me too.
It was so good. I was like, why didn't they make a sequel?
My buddy Philip Kelly was like, you got to play Jackal. You got to play this game. And I was like, all right, I'll play it. And then one day I finally popped it in and I was like, oh, no wonder he was begging me to play this. This is amazing.
I mean, and then if you're playing with two players too, that's super fun. Like, good time for sure.
Me and Andy, Pac-Man Case, did a live stream at his house one time and we played two players. And right at the end, he died, and I had to, like, beat the game. But I, after, like, some maneuvering in and out of this one corner where I finally found you could like kind of stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
Finally beat it after like 13 minutes.
Nice.
I kept missing
my
shot.
No pressure.
No pressure. Oh, my hands were sweating like crazy.
Sweet. All right. What do you got for on your list?
All right, yeah. Russ, this is my last game. I'm going to see if you can guess it in, in three tries.
And no clues. I just got to guess it.
You just got to guess it. Yeah. You just have to channel your inner Jay. Think about what I've chosen and what I haven't chosen.
Well, it hasn't made the list. I'm gonna go with Super C.
That's a good guess, but that is not it.
Okay.
I think there's an obvious choice. You're just not thinking about it yet.
We got Mario. We matched a Mario 3, and he likes Super C. And if it wasn't, I figured you would pick Super C over Contra. So it's probably not Contra.
It's not. I'll go ahead and confirm that. So we've said Jackal / Life Force.
Right.
Ninja Gaiden, Zelda, Batman, Mario 3. So what is left?
Was it mentioned in the user comments? In one of the games, if you can remember.
I will say that the franchise was mentioned.
Oh, okay. That's a little bit bone there. He throws me. Franchise was mentioned. Maybe was it a Mega Man game?
It was not a Mega Man game. That's not a bad guess though.
Okay.
It wasn't a Mega Man game.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Do you know?
It's Castlevania.
It's Castlevania.
I made it. Last chance.
Yeah, Castlevania.
Nice. I was live streaming that the other day.
Castlevania is an expensive one. It's $24.99. So, you know what? I think, because I did not write this list down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I actually switched my Batman for Ninja Gaiden because Batman was only one penny more than Ninja Gaiden. So I think my official list, now that I've chosen Jackal, would have been Castlevania, Batman, Mario 3, Zelda, and what's the other one? Castlevania, Batman, Mario 3, Zelda, and Jackal. Those five, because those five kept me under. So I forgot that I went back and chose Batman over Ninja Gaiden because it was the same price.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, I mean, Castlevania. I mean, everybody knows, I say all the time, I can't ever choose Batman or Castlevania for my favorite games. I probably play Castlevania once a month, maybe twice.
Mm-hmm.
I just love Simon Belmont. I love the whipping action.
Have you memorized where all the secret treasure locations are?
I think so. I know in the first level, there's some way to get one before you even go in the main gate.
Right, you have to jump over the gate, like past the gate before you go in, and then it'll come up.
And then in the first level, there's one at the bottom of where the little Merman kind of guys are.
Yes, I know about that one. Yeah.
I think there's one in the second level, like around some stairs, maybe the bottom of the stairs.
Right. I had watched a playthrough and it was all treasures.
You smash the wall, then you go in the wall, then you duck, and one comes up the bottom of the stairs.
It's like, who would have known this? Like, so that's kind of some extra added bonus.
I can't remember exactly where the other ones are. I'd have to be playing it where, and maybe I could tell you. But I will say that holy water is your best friend in that game.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a good one for sure. I said I was streaming it the other day. We got through, what did I get? I got past Medusa, and then I think I was dying on the next level and I ended up switching games after that. But
yeah, I can beat Castlevania in about 35 to 45 minutes. I usually don't have any trouble to the last level.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes the bats give me some trouble. Sometimes the, the Hunchbacks give me some trouble. And I always usually have a little bit of trouble with Dracula and Death, or Dracula and not Death, but his second form, who I call the Cookie Monster, just because James Joel called him the Cookie Monster.
Fair enough. And the demon form or whatever.
Yeah, but I have beat him first try, though, which is crazy. I only did that like once or twice.
Nice.
But yeah, that's my last one. So what's your last couple?
So I got two. I did end up choosing Mega Man 2.
That's
$29. So that was my most expensive one. Figured I had to get a Mega Man game on there. Those are super fun and challenging as well. Two is probably the most known with its soundtrack. And
I think two is most people's favorite.
Right. I drew a lot of the characters growing up. Was like kind of stood out. You know, obviously I had like seen them in Nintendo Power or something, so I could kind of copy them there. But you know, it's easy enough to beat the robot masters, but then once you get to like Wily's Castle, it's certainly a challenge there. Yep. So and hey, it's got a password system, so you could always come back another day to play it.
That is nice.
Definitely key for sure. I'd like to go back. I had watched some other video and he counted down his top Mega Man games. And I was like, I haven't beat a few of them in a while, so I'm gonna maybe try to do that.
I've only beat 1 and 2, and I tried to beat 3, and like there was this one part where you had to fight 2 bosses, and I just could not get past it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, with 3, also you have the you have to go back and fight some of the robot masters from 2.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Kind of like a hey, remember this?
Some nostalgia.
And then I had a few bucks left over for $2.33.
Ooh.
Got me some ice hockey.
Hey, that's great. You know what? I bet I could get ice hockey if it was only $2 and whatever you said, 33 cents.
33 cents, yeah. I mean, it's super fun ice hockey game. I probably like that one more than Blades of Steel. You get to choose your team.
Yeah. So
if you want like a skinny dude or like a beefier guy for better defense, or the skinny guys go faster, or you get a medium guy.
Yeah, they're both really good games. I don't know what I would choose, honestly.
Because they both have their like style. So it's like, which one do you like? Oh, Blades of Steel, a little more realistic. You can get into fights and stuff. More.
Yep.
But then you're playing with the other one, more chibi, like more cartoony. Yeah, super fun. I mean, I never really got into like playing a lot of sports, but I like sports games on the NES.
Well, you chose the only sport that matters, Russ.
Hockey season. Here we go. Let's go, Penguins.
That's right. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So my total ended up being $98.12. So
let's see.
I'll probably still get a game for a dollar something.
I'll do my total live here and we'll see if I can fit in ice hockey. So let's see. You know, where the heck am I? How the heck did I get way down here?
Yeah. Bust out the TI calculator.
About to ask Siri. Okay. Let's see here. I need to make this bigger. Hey Siri, what is $24.99 plus $26.81 plus $17.99? Oh crap! I don't have the price for Jackal. Let me see what that was. Do we know?
$10.61.
$11.73.
I got $10.61 for Jackal.
Oh, I got $11.73.
Did I look it up wrong?
I don't know. Maybe not. Either way, I'll go 1061. Save me some money.
There we go.
All right, here. Get your calculator out, Russ.
I'm doing it for you.
I don't know. All right, I'll see if I can do it with Siri. Hey Siri, what is 24.99 plus 26.81 plus 17.99? Oh, when I touched it to move it, it went away.
Just tell me the numbers. Put in my get you everyone's Siri's probably going off who's listening to the podcast.
That's true.
We apologize.
We don't apologize.
What do you got? Super Mario 3.
So $17.99.
Plus Batman, right?
Yeah, which is what? $14?
Yep. Plus Jackal. $10.61.
Plus Zelda, $26.81.
Okay.
Plus Castlevania, $24.99.
$4.99.
Where am I at?
$94.40.
Ooh. Yeah, I could definitely fit in another game. Yeah, we'll go ahead and throw ice hockey in there just for the heck of it, just because you did.
Ice hockey.
Because why not make our list even more similar?
Perfect. I hit delete. Great. So you're like at
96, 97 bucks, yeah. Right? I'm under 100. Fair I did enough. It. You got taxes.
$100 challenge complete. I don't know if we should try to do other ones. I was going to maybe try. I guess we could always do GameCube. We could do Sega. So we haven't done those. But it all depends how much knowledge of the games I get. I don't know how much GameCube you played.
I could probably make up a list, though. Like, I don't want to spoil it, but I know one game I'd pick.
Fair enough. So if you guys want to hear more of the list episodes, let us know. You can call into the show as well. We got a phone number is 949-682-9277. That's 949-682-WARP.
Hey, Siri, call 949-682-WARP. No, not work.
He's calling out of work.
I was trying to make everybody's phone call so they could leave us messages.
There we go. Check out the weeklywarpipe.com. If you haven't already, we got merch, a bunch of other cool stuff on there. And you can catch new episodes every Saturday at 7 a.m. for the weekly warp pipe.
That's right.
That's about it. You guys have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed this. As always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit.